Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.
It's the lovely Carol.
It's live radio. Shall I get you nice and close to that
shall
microphone?
Shall we edit
please?
That out?
We'll edit that out when it goes.
We've got
out.
The lovely Carol from the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary.
Good afternoon,
Carol.
She's
changed her name to Sue.
Yes, Sue by any other name.
Yeah. So, you are one of the leading lights up there, are you not?
Well, I'm one of the managers up there, yeah. Certainly.
Yes. I've seen you in your office with steam coming out of your ears.
I know,
you?
There are times that happens, yes. Yes.
But it's going well up there, isn't it?
It's going really well. We've just come through the most awful winter. For everybody, it's been an awful winter. But for the donkeys, it's meant they've been in the barns for a huge number of days. That then has a knock-on effect because they're in the barn, so they need more hay, they need more straw, they need more food.
It's more expensive, yes.
Yeah, everything. So we are playing catch-up at the moment, to be honest. We're getting there, yes.
We went up there a little while back, quite impressed with your new barn, I have to say.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it? And nicely done by its sort of welded onto the back of the existing one so that you can see through.
I thought it was nice watching the young people taking the little Shetland ponies over jumps and through things. And
the Shetlands have really come into their own. They were bored. And Shetlands really need to be stimulated, and they just rise to it all the time. They're fabulous.
And we'll stress here, ladies and gentlemen, nobody's riding them. No. They're being led round, which can be interesting if they don't want to do it.
Oh, and there are times they don't, yes.
But yeah, when we saw it was a great draw. But you've got stuff coming up over the bank holiday this weekend, haven't you?
We have. We've got this weekend, we've got the dog show. And this is our third year of running a dog show. The first year we did it in-house, the second year it was run by the Isle of Wight Dog Agility Group, and this year they're going to do the same thing. It's going to be fabulous. There are all sorts of... it's a fun dog show, I have to say.
Yes.
It's not Crofts.
No, these are the best dog shows are like that, I think.
Yeah. There are various categories we've got, and I've had to write it down because I forget, the most handsome dog, the best bitch, which really sounds a bit off to me, but the best junior handler, the best rescued dog and the best rescued bitch, the best veteran, and then there's best in show. So all sorts of categories.
And they all get a nice little rosette at the end.
They do. Oh, and it was fabulous last year. It was a lot of fun. And we're hoping again that this year the weather will be as kind to us as
I was just about to say, I'm looking at the weather forecast. And this is on Sunday or Monday?
On Sunday.
Sunday. Looking good. It might be quite hot, actually.
Oh, all right.
They're looking at 22 degrees on Sunday. So
lots of hot dogs.
Yeah. So, silly question. Dogs at a donkey sanctuary. Now, you normally allow dogs in, don't you?
We do. We are very dog friendly, and it's quite a surprise for people coming along. We get lots of phone calls of people asking, do we take dogs? Well, we accept dogs on site. We don't take them.
No, you have to take them home with you afterwards.
They do,
you?
Yes.
You don't want to add them to your menagerie.
Not really.
No, but it is a nice thing that, because a lot of people come to holiday here as well, and they bring their dogs, which is fine, because they're in a caravan or a tent or whatever, and they need somewhere to go that is dog-friendly.
Absolutely.
I mean, when I'm out and about, I'm often getting asked about where can I go with my dog that I can get something to eat that's dog-friendly. I know one or two places. And sites like yours are dog-friendly, and you get something to eat.
And very specially, the dogs can get something to eat now because we've got doggy ice cream in. So if it's hot...
Doggy ice cream,
yeah.
I'd never heard of such a thing.
Yep, you can get a little tub with doggy ice cream and it's for sale in the shop. It's not actually in the bric-a-brac shop where we have the ice creams on sale.
No.
Because we thought somebody might just get mixed up with it. So, no, they can have their own tubs of ice cream
now. So it's specially made for the dogs?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I didn't know such a thing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I know. Carol from the Doggy Sanctuary talks about doggy ice cream.
We'll
That's going to be a headline.
Now, won't we?
Doggy ice. Oh, that's excellent. So, the dog show, I mean, you can still bring your dog on Sunday. We haven't got take part in the dog show.
Absolutely. The dog show runs from, I think it's 2 o'clock till 3:30. It's around about those times, and the sanctuary's open as normal for any guests who wants to come, any visitor.
I should stress to those of you, especially those of you coming over from the mainland, it's free.
Free
obviously donations are very welcome, but it's free. But you can get some decent cups of tea and stuff in the shop,
and a mint cream tea. We are doing a special at the moment that's one of the Isle of Wight specials. And we're doing a ploughman's lunch, which is a cheese ploughman's lunch, and that's on a special at $4.99, providing you buy the voucher online.
Oh yes.
Oh, that's I can't remember what it's called now. Isle of Wight deals or deal of something.
Price is White, was
that? Price is White, that's the one.
The
well
Price
done.
Is White deal. Price is White.
Well, there's lots of things. We'll talk a little bit more. We're going to take a bit of music into the break now. And we've still got Carol here from
Definitely Carol.
From the Isle of Wight Donkey Sanctuary. Now, we were talking about the dog show just now, and it's not free to enter, is it? Because you have to help keep money coming in for the Donkey Sanctuary.
It's actually free to get into the show to watch, but if you're entering a dog in any of the categories, it's £2 per category.
That's
yes.
Fine.
Okay.
Yep.
And we also mentioned that the barn, that's been funded by legacy funding, isn't it?
It has, yes. A couple of years ago, the trustees decided that rather than let legacy monies simply be used to fund as revenue income, really, they would put that aside into a capital fund. And over the 2 years, we've saved up, and it's virtually legacies that have paid for that fabulous new barn.
That's amazing.
Wonderful.
And we've acknowledged that with a big plaque on the outside of it stating the people whose legacies have gone to fund that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's happened in the past, but some of our field shelters that we've got, some of our special care donkey units on the back of the new barn are all funded from people's legacies.
Well,
so it's been great, yeah.
It's a lovely new barn.
And it helps you to be more weather resilient, doesn't it, in terms of being open for the public?
Oh, yes. It means that all the activities that we would normally do outside but can't do because of the weather in the winter, we can do inside now in the barn. So all the Shetland trekking and the slaloms and things like that, and the work we do with schools can all continue all the way throughout the year.
And I also noticed you've improved the kind of marquee thing that you have for the outdoor part of the cafe.
Marquee thing?
Well, I don't know what to call it. Originally it was a kind of a semi-permanent marquee. Now it's a much more substantial.
It's a really robust. It's called an exhibition marquee, and it's great. It's there. We have planning permission for it for 5 years, and it is robust. It's got a floor, and it's got windows, and it's got solid sides. And the real beauty of it is that, unlike last year, you can sit there and the water doesn't run past your feet anymore.
No, it did before. I remember, but I always thought that was quite quaint. You could sit there and have a nice cup of tea in the rain, but watch the water trickle past.
During the 5 years that it's there, we are really, really hoping to be able to save... To fund the sanctuary as we do normally, but to save sufficient money to convert, you know, the big stone barn at the side of it. Mm-hmm. The ambition, and it's a huge ambition really, is to convert that barn into a proper cafe with proper toilets and a heritage centre and a schoolroom on a mezzanine floor.
Wow.
So that we can do much more throughout the year. But as I say, that's a tall order, and we've got to ensure that the donkeys and the animals are cared for before we ever get onto that.
Actually, having been there in the winter and been into your offices, you care for the donkeys a lot more than you do for your own comfort in your offices.
Yeah, that could be said.
You're sitting there huddled up in front of electric heaters, but the donkeys are all nice and cosy.
Donkeys come first.
Of course they do.
Yeah,
To get to that, you have to raise money, and to raise money you need people coming in.
Yes.
And we know you're the Red Funnel Charity of the Year, so that's... What are they doing for you?
Oh, absolutely splendid. We were so surprised to get that and so lucky to get it. They are doing all sorts for us. They are raising money on the boats, on the three big ferries, on Eagle and Falcon and Osprey. There's an enormous picture of a donkey. There's information about the donkey sanctuary. They are selling little wooden donkey key rings. Mm. They are collecting money in buckets. All the red jets, all the red funnel ferries have got collection boxes on board, so that's happening. We are having the Red Funnel Fun Day.
We'll talk about that in detail, yes.
They are doing a tremendous amount for us. We have one of their members of staff, one of the revenue officer, I think his title is, or revenue manager. He has become a trustee for a year, so he's helping us with some of the sort of strategic work that we do. An enormous amount.
That's
good. We'll get on to that fun day part of it, because you've got, after this dog show, you've got some more events coming up, haven't you?
Yes, we have. For Sunday, June the 3rd, we have two events going on. One is the under 12s pet in a basket, which we did last year, and we had we had dung beetles, I think, last year was one of them, and chickens. But it's an idea where children can bring along a small pet in a basket. They can talk about it, they tell us about it, and we decide which of those is the winner, really. But I have to say, last year, everybody was a winner. And then at 2:30 on June the 3rd, we've got the animal blessing ceremony.
Oh,
where
right.
Reverend Keith from and Rita from Wroxall Parish Church come down. And that's a time when children can bring their pets along. If they haven't got a pet, they can bring their dolly. One of our donkeys from the sanctuary represents the sanctuary donkeys, and it's a really, really nice service.
Nice.
Out on the grass. Lovely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, yeah. And although you can go in bad weather to the donkey sanctuary, nothing beats it on a nice summer's day,
no.
is there?
No.
It's wonderful. Very peaceful down there.
And if it doesn't work out on that day, if the weather isn't kind enough to us, we will probably do it in the new barn at the end on the concrete area. Mm. So again, the new barn comes into its own. And then throughout half term, all through half term, we have, in the morning, we've got donkey grooming going on. In the afternoon, we've got Shetland slaloms going on. And we've also got the big donkey spotting sheet that children collect as they come into the sanctuary, and they can spend ages going around spotting 95 donkeys.
So to say to you, if you've got something to do, need something to do with your children over half term, whether you live here or you're coming here, it's free to get in and it's free parking. And you can spend hours there if you want to. Mm-hmm. All it's going to cost you is an ice cream or two, I suspect, most of the time. But
you've got a dog, have a doggy ice cream.
Yes. So you've got plenty of events going on at half term, which I can imagine those are going to be quite popular.
They will. We ask people sometimes to book in advance, but normally we can slot anybody in who comes along.
They're certainly
catering for the crowds.
So we've got that going. So you've got plenty of events, and then anything else between then and the fun day?
I don't think off the top of my head, no.
No, okay. No. So the donkey fun day then, we're talking about the 12th of August, that way. It's a Red Funnel donkey fun day.
Red Funnel every year have they call it their Red Funnel Fun Day, which is a family day out whereby all sorts of things go on. They've decided that this year they would like to hold it on the Donkey Sanctuary side. Mm-hmm. So we're very much working together to produce a very family-orientated day, whereby on one of our large fields there'll be stalls all around the outside, and then in the centre ring there'll be all sorts of family races.
They're going to be started by Dancing Jim.
Dancing Jim is coming, yes. He'll be directing operations. He'll be there. We couldn't do anything without Dancing Jim and Red Funnel, could we?
So it's Donkey Sanctuary Plus then. You've got all the usual facilities of Donkey Sanctuary, plus a load more stuff going on.
Yes, absolutely.
It's going to be heaving down there, isn't it?
It is. There'll be things like donkey space hopper races. There'll be wheelbarrow races.
Excuse me, are you putting a donkey on a space hopper?
No. You can get, you know, when you were young, you had these space hopper things. Mm. Well, you can get them with donkey's heads. And we'd used them last year, and it was an absolute hoot, to be honest.
That's good. I just couldn't imagine a donkey on a space hopper.
No. Needed a bit of clarification.
The final words from Carol from the Donkey Sanctuary. What are we going to ask her, Maggie?
Just a recap of what's going on over this bank holiday.
Oh, right. Well, first of all, on Sunday, we've got the Fun Dog Show, and everybody's invited. If you want to bring your dog along and you want to enter your dog for any of the categories that we've got, please do. It's only £2 per entry per category, so not a huge amount. And then Sunday, June the 3rd, we've got the under-12s pet in a basket.
Oh, yes.
And then the animal blessing. And as I say, throughout the holiday, we've got donkey grooming in the morning, we've got Shetland slalom in the afternoon, and donkey spotting all day, every day.
Excellent.
I can't be bad.
And now you can get, as I said, it's free entry to the donkey sanctuary itself.
Absolutely free.
You've got food and drink facilities on site, and some nice posh loos now, I have to say.
We do have posh loos. The poshest temporary loos, apparently, we are told.
Yes, they are. Yes. Yeah. And but you can also get there by bus. I can't remember which number it is.
It's the number 3 bus stops right outside from on the ride circuit. If you come from Newport, it's just across the road. It's about 100 metres to the gate.
Okay, so you get there by bus, you can get there by bicycle, and you can get there by car, no problem at all.
No problem at all. And it's free parking.
And it's in Wroxall, by the way, or close to Wroxall anyway.
You can't
miss it. It's at, what's it called, the farm?
Down to the Whiteley Bank roundabout, turn right, head towards Ventnor, and it's Lower Winston Farm.
That's the Lower Winston Farm, and there's big donkey sanctuary signs everywhere
there
anyway.
Are, yeah.
Thank you very much for coming in, Carol. We will have you in again very soon. And we will let you know a bit more. We've got some exciting stuff coming up about the August the 12th
yes.
Red Funnel Family Day at the Doggy Sanctuary.
That should be good fun.
Involving this station. We will sort that out and bring that to your attention as soon as we can. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
I better let you get back to going feeding donkeys and things now.
Yes, I will. Thank you
sunshine.
Very much.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, Isle of Wight's community station.